And we ask all our guests this. So apologies if I've put you on the spot. I'm sure someone of your intellect will be able to reel something off. What does challenge mean to Graham Hancock?
Challenge means pushing the boundaries. Challenge means pushing something that I know may attract a great deal of hostility to me, but that I feel deserves to be brought to public attention. Challenge means being willing to take risks when it's necessary to take risks. I've been willing throughout my working life as an author to take calculated risks if it was necessary to do so. It's a risky thing to climb the Great Pyramid, but I felt it was essential for my work. It's a risky thing to dive into the heart of the Amazon rainforest and drink ayahuasca with somebody you've never met before. But it was essential for my work in order to do that. It's a risky thing to do more than 1,000 scuba dives all around the world, sometimes at great depths and in extreme currents. Both Santa and I came very close to losing our lives on the 7 years of scuba diving that we did as the background to my book, Underworld. A challenge is a risk that is worth taking. It's not turning away from risks that are worth taking. It's turning towards risks that are worth taking. But at the same time, it's not taking risks that are not worth taking. Some risks are not worth taking. It was a challenge when Santa and I made the journey back to Aksum in Ethiopia, from my book, The Sign and the Seal. That was in the middle of a war zone. We were shot at with tracer bullets during that journey. We traveled with the Tigray People's Liberation Front. They brought us from the Sudan across the border into Eritrea, which was then at war with mainstream Ethiopia. There was a liberation struggle going on, the Eritrean Liberation Front. The Tigray People's Liberation Front cooperated with them. They brought us into Eritrea, then into Tigray, and then to the city of Aksum, which by that time the Tigray People's Liberation Front controlled and the Ethiopian government had lost. And it was the only way I could authentically complete that book was to get back to Aksum, even though it involved traveling right through the heart of a war zone. We had to travel only at night. That's why we realized that tracer bullets were being fired at us, because you can see tracers coming in at you. And every morning we would find a grove of trees and park up under those, and then the Tigray People's Liberation Front guys would go back and would wipe out our tar tracks for 2 miles before that point. Again, I felt that was a risk worthy of taking. So I would say for me, that's what challenge is about. It's deciding, is this risk really worth taking? And if it is, no matter the danger, I will take it.
That's something that I probably should have touched on at the start for maybe people who aren't familiar, well, they will be now if they've got to this point. But you're not someone who sits behind a desk like some people and says, oh, I've researched this, you know, like some people we could name. You're someone who puts yourself on the line, on the front line to experience these things in such a, you know, a kind of like a diverse pioneer in that sense with what you do, Graham.
And I think it's my background in journalism as well, is that to be a good journalist, to be a good reporter, you've got to be there.
Yeah.
You can't be just theorizing about it. You've actually got to be there and see what you're talking about and talk to the people who are there. It's that journalistic approach, I think, that has taken me down that.
Which is sort of lost. People don't do that so much these
Not
days.
Not so much.
Not with the internet. People think they can find whatever they want online. Digress. So the final bow up question is, you've lived one hell of a life, Graham.
I feel blessed. I feel blessed to have lived the life I've lived.
You know, I'm sort of listening to you a little bit in awe here, just sort of like, one, you know, the fact I'm interviewing you, and two, just because I've read your books, I've listened to all your podcasts, I think you're an incredible guy, and having met you in person, I think that even more, that's reaffirmed it. What are you now most grateful for? It doesn't have to be one thing, it can be multiple in life.
I'm grateful for my wonderful wife, Santa, without whom I would have achieved nothing, who's shared every adventure, every danger, every journey, and every risk with me for more than 30 years. And I am grateful for our 6 children. We have 6 children between us. We've both been married before. I have 4 children from 2 previous marriages, biological children. Santa has 2 from her previous marriage, but they're all one huge family now. Santa brought together these 6 children from 3 broken marriages. and turned them into a beautiful, loving, tight-knit group of siblings. I'm so proud of them. And then our nine grandchildren. Mm. That's joy for me, is encountering those young minds, seeing how people, even as babies, come into the world with a personality, seeing their joy, their enthusiasm, their excitement in every moment in the world. I love that fresh joy in my grandchildren, my nine grandchildren. It's amazing to have such an extended family and to have so much love within it. That's what I'm grateful for.
Oh, that's, you know what, Graham, that's fantastic. And I dare say, I'll go on record to say this, that's probably one of the best answers to that question we've had on the show.